Well, there have been some wonderful and very interesting speeches made here so far, and it's been a wonderful event. I will tell you that a lot of people thought, who would come out on a rainy day with the virus still raging to celebrate Native American issues? And I'm here with a young lady who just gave one of the best speeches I have ever heard. And what's your name?
My name is Keisha James. I am the granddaughter of the founder of National Day of Mourning.
And can you summarize today what you said from that podium?
Sure. So I explained the history of Thanksgiving and why it's entirely a lie, and why we don't celebrate Thanksgiving, because it's a celebration of our genocide and the theft of our lands. And then I talked about how conditions in Indian country have unfortunately not really improved since 1970, and how we will continue to be here on this hill until they do improve.
Now, what can this country do to change the way things are and make it so that when we have this National Day of Mourning celebration, there will be people smiling instead of people saying there's something wrong?
So first and foremost, Native Americans need to be treated with basic human respect in this country. We need to be given our lands back, and tribal sovereignty needs to be respected. And all people in this country need to start educating themselves on the true history of this country, on the true history of Thanksgiving. Until then, nothing will ever change.
What does it mean to you, as both a Native American and an American citizen, to be here in the town of Plymouth and see how many people care about what's going on here still? Even on a rainy, cold day with the virus in the background, this hill is full. And why do you think that's happening?
This gives me hope for the future of America, the fact that so many people from all different backgrounds are willing to gather with us year after year and support indigenous issues. I think that America has a lot of healing to do, but I'm personally very moved as an American citizen to see like my fellow citizens coming out and supporting.
And you can hear all the cheers as the speakers end their presentation. Now, you go to Wellesley College, and how did the college students look at an event like this and about the issues that you were talking about?
So Wellesley College students have more or less been supportive of National Day of Mourning. However, I'm president of the Wellesley College Native American Student Association, and we have encountered some backlash. Some people don't like the fact that we're kind of taking a beloved American holiday and telling the truth about it. They feel like we should just let them eat dinner in peace. But overall, students have been very receptive to National Day of Mourning, and some are even here today.
All right. And certainly you gave a wonderful talk. And are you going to publish that so that people can read it?
Yes, it was actually not written by me. It was written by my father, Moonanam James, who unfortunately is in hospital and could not be here today, but it will be published.
All right. Well, certainly was wonderfully written and wonderfully delivered. And if you, as a Native American, if there was one issue that you wanted the new administration in the United States of America to focus on, what would it be?
I would like to see the Black Hills return to the Lakota. I'm part Oglala Lakota. It's our sacred land. It's the sacred land of many Plains tribes, so I would like to see the Black Hills returned to Native American ownership once again.
Any final words that you would like to say to the folks who are listening to you today on the radio?
If you would like to watch the live stream of National Day of Mourning or the pre-recorded asynchronous content, you can go to uaine.org.
And if someone wants to send you something, a comment, an idea, how can they do that?
It's info@uane.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, and thank you for a wonderful presentation. Reporting from Coles Hill on the 50th National Day of Mourning, I'm Ed Perry for WATD News.